You are listening to 101.9 KVSH LP, Vashon, Washington, and this is Dove Speaks with Chris Austin and Elizabeth Archambault. How are you today?
I'm good, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Sun's out. Yay!
Yay!
It's our eighth day in 6 months. What are we going
to
do?
I know, it's kind of like a Debbie Downer thing to say.
I'm your guy, Dennis Downer. Call me Dennis Downer.
Yes. No, but it is a beautiful day, and it's supposed to get up to 75, I think.
What? I is it true?
Or, right. Or I made it up. I don't know. Well. You tell me.
Yes. Meteorologic mysteries here on Dove Speaks. So, hey, right off the bat, we got to mention big news.
Big news.
As in Give Big coming up.
Coming up next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday, when you tune in, you will not hear us.
It's wah, very sad.
Sad trombone. But we will be here celebrating giving to all the nonprofits on the island, and you're going to be one of them.
Yes, absolutely. And it's Give Big is always a really fun day. It always feels so community lovely. For me it's a day that I actually don't really want to be in the office. I feel like it's much better to go out and see people, and there's just this lovely spirit in the air.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably a little bit different for Vashon than it is for people in Seattle for Give Big, where the people that you're seeing are not necessarily
sure
part of the, you know, the fabric of the nonprofits of their community.
And every one of them has a role to play.
Yeah.
Whether it's a food bank or Dove or, the, you know, Voice of Vashon, which is kind of the glue that kind of ties them all together with their public service announcements.
Yeah.
and shows and what have you. So I'm proud to be part of both.
Yes, I know. Me too. So, you can actually schedule your donation, and you can do that right now, actually.
Really?
Yes. And you can schedule your donation all the way, I think, until Give Big starts on May 10th.
May 10th.
And then you just do the donation online then. And you just type in the Dove Project on the Give Big site, and we pop up. And you'll see us.
All right.
Yeah. So it'll be fun. I love Give Big.
And for a lot of organizations, this is kind of their fundraising event for the year. And it's very important. I mean, it's important to all of us. But that's the fact that this gets so much publicity is important, that people understand that, you know, some, especially the smaller outfits, this is it.
That's true.
They don't have a budget to do much more.
Yep. Yeah, we actually have very diversified funding, which I'm really proud of, actually, because we get money from the county, mm-hmm. and we get money from the state, and we have a small federal capacity building grant for continuing education, mm-hmm. for the staff. And then we have a lot of individual donations. Thank you to all of our donors.
Yes.
Out there. And we also have a lot of family foundations that we work with. And so we have everything really diversified. And that's actually something that a lot of funders look at, because they say, okay, if we don't give you this grant, how is this program going to run?
Interesting. Yep.
And you say, well, it's going to run because
magic.
Well, because I write a heck of a lot of grants, mm-hmm. and we do a lot of fundraising and events to make sure, because we don't, all of our eggs are not in one proverbial basket.
Yes. And I think it's also important to note that while it's diversified, it's not like we're swimming in money. I mean, all of that goes back into the community and programs.
Yes.
So I don't want to give the illusion that, oh, well, they got lots of funding. Give Big Day, I'm going to do something else.
Well, right. We are a very, very lean operation. I'm the only one that works full time and everyone else is part time. And for the amount of stuff that we do on essentially part time, is pretty amazing.
It is.
And our budget is $235 for the year. Mm-hmm. So $235,000 a year, which is a fraction of some people's budget.
Sure.
Right.
And you compare that with how many people we touch, and I think you've got that statistic handy too, right? That like
some
crazy percent.
It is a big percent. And I was just talking about this with the staff on the way out, because we had traditionally done the percent. Whoa, I am super strong.
We have a pen problem here in the studio.
Broke the pen.
Now we need more money for lousy pens we have.
Okay, so I won't write this down. But for our teen.
Here's another pen. Don't break it.
Oh, thank you. For our teen program, so for Teen Council and for Lunch Dates with Dove, we are able to touch 900.
Wow.
900 students, because that's the student population. Mm. And we know that our teens are touching and supporting other teens in the peer to peer education way. And it's actually been happening a lot more recently, which is really fun. And so other teens are learning a little bit what they can ask of the Teen Council, and the Teen Council helps them. And I think that that's really great. And they can help them privately with questions, mm-hmm, and sure, without shame.
Right.
Which is super duper important.
Yeah. You're not going to some adult that you barely know and say, hey, I've got this really awkward question.
Right. Right. Because half the time, the really awkward question is just a normal question.
Right. Exactly.
But when you're younger, you can see small things as the huge elephant.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the Teen Council has actually already this year taught 12 different health classes on healthy relationships, gender, and healthy sexuality. And they will be teaching in 2 weeks to the sixth graders. And so that means that the TC, not only acting as a Teen Council TC, as peer-to-peer educators, but they're also educating kind of the step younger,
mm-hmm,
which is also extremely powerful, because they're not exactly peers, but they're cool high schoolers.
Sure. And I think that bears repeating that when we're talking about Teen Council, it's not a council that's educating teens. These are teenagers that are the council that are teaching their peers in high school and their, you know, people look up to them, the elementary school.
Yeah. So that is the Teen Council teaching to 100% of the tweens at McMurray, which is huge. And they just did the HIV Awareness Week at the high school, which touched everybody.
Yeah. And these kids are really educated. They take a lot of time outside of school to learn this stuff cold. And I'm impressed.
They actually do about 130 hours per year of outside education.
That's in what am I trying to say? On top of all their school stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so.
Yeah. And so they're learning about healthy sexuality and healthy relationships, but it's also a peer development, leadership development program, because we help with the public speaking and classroom presentation. And so they really, really learn in a much more comprehensive way than just the facts.
Sure. Sure. It's delivery. It's understanding, comprehension. Mm-hmm. So that's one aspect. And I think another important one just kind of wrapped up was our Green Dot training last weekend.
Yeah. Oh, well, totally.
That's another way that Dove is reaching out, educating the community on, you know, funds that are given to us by various people and institutions.
Yeah. And for the Green Dot, we've actually held 3 trainings so far this year. And we have trained about 80 people in Green Dot. And the interesting thing about Green Dot is, so, I mean, I know, okay, 80 people, right? But with Green Dot, because it is bystander intervention, how many other people can be touched by those people knowing that program? And that can really be a huge number.
Sure.
Right? Sure. Of people being aware of...
benefiting from mm-hmm. it. Yep.
Yeah. And so it's... yeah, I don't know if actually Green Dot has any statistics on that. I don't know how one would measure mm-hmm. that unless they were following a core group of people that had been trained in Green Dot around for a certain amount of time and seeing how many times they have intervened, even in just a way to say, hey, are you okay?
Yeah.
Because and that's important.
It's, you know, it's one of those things that it's like CPR. You learn it, you may never, ever use it, but you need to learn it.
Yep.
Because when you need it, there's no substitute.
Well,
you
know, right.
You're the person there, and you can't call for assistance to get there quickly enough for a CPR or bystander intervention.
Well, right. Because I know that I've had the experience where you go out somewhere and you see some sort of interaction that just in your gut, you're kind of like, huh.
That doesn't pass the smell test.
Yeah, that doesn't look great, but I shouldn't say anything. I mean, they don't know me. It's not my place.
Right.
But then with Green Dot, there's a way to just use your own comfortability level to go say something. Because then in those cases, and you get home and you're like, God, I hope they were okay.
Yes.
And it's always better to... I think you always regret the things that you don't do.
Yep.
And you always think about them.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I quite agree. I mean, I'm laughing because I'm thinking all the stuff that, I regret because I didn't do it. Some of it's silly. Some of it's very important. But yeah, right. You do. You really hold on to that. At least I do. And think back and do the what if game.
Yeah.
And so. Interesting. So we have to thank some people.
And today, this moment, actually, we are going to thank Vashon Center for the Arts. VOV support provided by Vashon Center for the Arts. It's a center for the arts on Vashon Island for those of you off-islanders who are tuning in today. Vashon Center for the Arts provides quality arts experiences for all ages and creates opportunities for artists to perform and exhibit their work. So find out what's happening at VashonCenterForTheArts.org. And today we would like to thank Island Spring Organics. So VOV support is provided by Island Spring Organics, 40 years of organic non-GMO soy foods made daily right here on Vashon. Tours are available at www.islandspringorganics.com, or you can call 463-9848.
Very good. And if you're just tuning in, this is Dove Speaks with Chris Austin and Elizabeth Archambault, and she is the executive director of the Dove Project, and we're always happy to have her here. And today we're discussing about the Give Big Day that's coming up next week. We want everyone to be aware of it and that you can give now. And we're trying to describe how Dove interacts with its community, and it's a multi-prong effort. We talked about Green Dot. We talked about the Teen Council. We have the SAFE program.
Yes. So the Vashon SAFE program will actually be rolling out in the next couple of weeks. So stay tuned. And I'm super excited about this program. SAFE stands for Sexual Assault Free Establishments. And the idea is that wait staff and bar staff owners are trained in drug-facilitated sexual assault and bystander intervention to be able to make the places that we visit and people work safe and enjoyable. Because I think some people are like, oh, you're a fun killer. You're like, no, I'm totally not a fun killer. we want everyone to have fun, and we want everyone to have fun all night long. We don't want a fun episode to end in something bad or something scary.
Right.
And so this is an idea that we can all promote each other's fun. Mm-hmm. And I don't really think it's that much to ask to have safe fun.
Exactly. Especially when you're, when there's alcohol involved, decision-making is not at its best. And maybe if you had a collaboration of people to say, hey, maybe that's not a really smart thing to do.
Well, exactly. And it's all part of kind of changing the culture to a culture of nonviolence. If you have the people trained in Green Dot, and then you have island wait staff and bar staff, owners, managers also trained in this, then you have people looking out for the same things. Mm-hmm. And also, you're breaking down that barrier of a conversation that a lot of people don't want to have. Because sexual assault, domestic violence, it's scary stuff. And for a lot of people that it is not directly impacting, it's super easy to just bury your head in the sand about it. Because why would you want to think about and be proactive about something that's really not impacting you?
Well, that's altruism, right?
Well,
when people do that, and we could all use a little bit more of it.
Well, right. Because I think that all of us have things that we turn our head away from,
mm-hmm.
because it's too hard for us for whatever reason. I mean, look at how much horribleness there is in the world. Yep. And there's only so much that your brain can focus on.
Exactly. I mean, you can't fix everything. And if you just, you could get overwhelmed.
Yes.
But this is people, people you see on the street. This is helping your neighbor, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So
it is. Absolutely. And so we also don't know how far the reach of Ash on Safe is, because do we know how many people frequent island bars and restaurants on a monthly basis? Do you have any idea if that data exists?
Yeah. Well, I can tell you that I spoke with, we did a show on tourism a couple of weeks ago, and I spoke with Melinda.
Oh, fun.
I said, how important is tourism to you? You know, people off island. And said, well, we wouldn't be in business. And something like 30% of their business was off island. So, most of it is, May to September.
Mm-hmm.
So that is certainly a lot of folks here that are come here, spend their money and leave. And, if they can benefit from the programs we have standing here, so much the better.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And so, yeah, we don't know how far that reach is going to go. But
yeah.
We hope far. I mean, it's also going to be the very, very beginning of the program. So stay tuned. We're going to have some super fun restaurant and bar owners on later in the month or in June to talk about why they have decided to become part of Ash on Safe.
Oh, wonderful. That's going to be a great show.
Yeah. Yeah. And, also we have the RAD training.
Oh, right.
we do a lot of different things.
Me too. I forget them all.
Yes, I know. I actually have a little matrix, a prevention matrix that I look at all the time. Because the idea is, if you do one intervention, that's great. It is so awesome to do one intervention. And if you do a whole bunch of other interventions, you have the likelihood of overall success increases
mm-hmm.
quite a lot, because then you're touching different groups,
right.
different ages, and you're also touching different skills.
Right.
And so talking about like cultural change or policy change or individual behaviors or helping a friend,
mm-hmm.
And things on the individual level, the community level. And so there are all these different things that we try to check off the boxes.
Sure. And RAD, which is Rape Aggression Defense, is a personal protection part of that matrix.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a big Venn diagram, I'd imagine, where some of these bleed over into the next.
Oh, yes.
And, everyone's made stronger the more that they know. So.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
So, Yeah, I mean, in our prevention stuff, our reach is pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know how to measure Green Dot or Vashon Safe, but you know, I'll try to run some numbers. I'll ask a couple of the bar and restaurant owners if they know generally how many people frequent,
mm-hmm.
Because that would be a good marker.
Yeah, and I think our goal in the Dove Project is to, you know, the more prevention we get out there, the less direct services to people that, you know, are survivors. We want that number to go down. We want the prevention to go up.
Yeah.
And I think over time that will happen.
Yeah. So, I mean, speaking of what we do on a day-to-day basis mm-hmm. in the office that's not prevention, in March, we saw 14 individual clients. And we interacted with them 49 times.
Wow.
And so that's a couple times per client.
Yeah.
And sometimes it can be 10 minutes. Sometimes it's hours.
Yeah.
It really depends on the need and the desire of the person coming to us. We don't determine that.
Mm-hmm.
And then interestingly, but not surprisingly, because of the kind of the data that we did last year, we worked also with 29 non-clients and had 76 interactions with those folks.
Wow.
And so we consider a lot of those people to be to fall under primary prevention
mm-hmm.
because sometimes people come to us and it absolutely takes some time sometimes for people to determine who we are and the trust and what we can offer
mm-hmm.
before people offer up something that's so personal, right?
Sure.
And there's we talk a lot about other different forms of safety and relationships
mm-hmm.
and yeah.
Well, I can see how
a big number.
Yeah, I can see how many people would be very wary of exposing their issue to essentially a complete stranger. I mean, you're trusted by your reputation at first, I would imagine.
Yeah.
People say, "Oh, you got to go to Dev because, you know, they're good folks."
Yeah.
So that's a very precious commodity.
It is. It is a precious commodity. And sometimes we have people that just call and they ask everyone that works there. And we tell people. And we also tell people our confidentiality policy that
mm-hmm.
that there's we don't write anything down.
Mm-hmm.
There are no case notes. And this is a legal requirement, actually. And nothing leaves those walls.
Yeah.
Nothing. So.
And it is a former jail. So.
Yeah. So all of those things are locked up in there.
Locked up.
Yeah. So it's a lot.
It is a lot.
The different things that we do. And so, I hope that when you're thinking about giving big, you might give big to us because, I mean, potentially in the long run, we're impacting almost 100% of the island in our different community programs.
You know, and you think about, well, we touched or spoke to 900 students. And what do? They go back and tell their parents.
Mm-hmm.
And those parents talk to their neighbors. This is what my kid, can you believe this, what they were teaching him and all the good stuff?
Yeah.
Probably the entire island has benefited from education that we've started at the school level.
Yep. So. Absolutely. So the teen council, because they're super cool, have an event on May 23rd, which is in a couple weeks. And it's called No Straight Answer, Understanding Gender and Sexual Identity. And it's at the library, 6:30 to 8. And you can see around town, it's a cool little poster with this purple unicorn, and that's the gender unicorn. And so they'll be talking a lot about gender identity, gender expression, and how that correlates with your gender assigned at birth and who you're physically attracted to, because they can all be very different.
And where could people find this information out? Just go to the Dove Project. You know, if they're driving their car and they can't write down what you just said.
Yeah. Well, the library has this information, mm-hmm. and the Teen Council website has this information, and the Dove Project website also has this information.
Which is VashonDoveProject.org?
Yes, and VashonTeenCouncil.org.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. Yep. Or you could just shoot us an email asking about it. But it'll be very, very good to hear the youth talk about this and talk about their perspectives. Because I also think, and I don't know if anyone read that National Geographic recently, the one about gender.
Mm-mm, I didn't.
Oh, it was. I'll bring it to you. It was really, really good. If anyone is interested in that. And it's really talking about how almost in our generation, it's so much more rigid,
mm-hmm.
right? The binary.
Sure.
You're male or you're female, right? And I mean, for a long time, you're straight or you're gay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, those were the only buckets that you could be in when I was growing up. Mm-hmm. And now there's so, so many more. And the younger generation, they don't care as much about the labeling.
Right.
And they have a brand new perspective coming in, and it's a wonderful way to educate ourselves and to honor our youth who are taking time out to explain all of this
mm-hmm.
to us. I mean, because can you imagine like telling like your grandpa, right? I mean, explaining like a gender unicorn and be like, ah, you know. But it just goes to show, I mean, cultural change in other ways as well.
Mm-hmm.
And bit by bit, step by step.
Yeah, I mean, I think what it basically comes down to is like, who cares? Like, if that's the way you feel, it's the way you feel. It really doesn't impact my life at all, really.
Oh, no.
And it's nice that it isn't important to the generation coming up. Like, yeah, just, you know, be a nice person.
Yeah, and be an ally.
Mm-hmm. So I'm all over that.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, we got 3 minutes, miss.
All right. What do you want to talk about for 3 minutes?
Stanley Cup playoffs? No.
Well, I actually want to give a big shout out to the 120 men.
120?
120. Who stood up against domestic violence and sexual assault during our 100-man campaign. Woo-woo! Woo-woo! Woo-woo!
Thank you, gentlemen.
And that's awesome. So we exceeded our goal, and that's thanks to all of the amazing people in our community.
Absolutely. And hopefully that will carry through to Give Big Day.
Yeah.
And you'll be back here, and we're going to discuss a few things on what time is your slot? On the 10th. Is it 10 o'clock or something?
I feel like it might be around then as well. I didn't bring my planner, and you know, I keep breaking the pens. So it's not a good office supply day for me.
Well, yeah. We'll see you sometime.
All right. Well, until then, I hope everyone has a great week, gets out in that sunshine, gets some vitamin D in their systems.
Kidding.
And we'll talk soon.